Boston Red Sox outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr., he's batting just 142 this season. He's got no home runs and a paltry 5 RBIs. We are already into the second month of the season. So what is he still doing in the Red Sox lineup? I'll tell you what he's doing. He's saving ball games with his glove, that's what. Last night in Baltimore, Bradley literally saved the Red Sox from a loss when Trey Mancini came to the plate for the Orioles in the bottom of the 11th in a 1-1 game and blasted a shot deep to center off Ryan Brazier. The ball was sailing over the wall for a walk-off home run until Bradley got a foot on the padding of the wall, propelled himself in one motion above the ledge, and grabbed the ball while it was arcing well over the fence, bringing it back for a long out that kept the game tied. Brazier put his hands on his knees and exhaled while shaking his head in disbelief. Mancini rounded first, tipped his helmet to Bradley, and just jogged back to the dugout. The very next inning, Andrew Benintendi of the Red Sox hit a home run that no one could bring back, and the Red Sox won the game 2-1 to even their record at 500 for the first time since they were 1-1 to start the year. The other great news for the Red Sox was a dominating starting performance by Chris Sale, who didn't give up a hit until the sixth inning. He struck out 14 on the night, gave up just one run on three hits, 8 innings of work. And in the seventh, he pitched an immaculate inning. He struck out the side on a minimum of 9 pitches. That is the Chris Sale Red Sox fans have been longing to see this year. Ryan Healy homered and added 3 doubles as the Seattle Mariners routed the New York Yankees 10-1 at the stadium. And the Mariners got a brilliant start of their own from Japanese rookie Yusei Kikuchi, the lefty giving up just 3 hits in 7 2/3. But the Yankees may ask the league to look at Kikuchi's cap. After the game, Yankee manager Aaron Boone said a dark substance was visible under the brim of the pitcher's cap, the speculation being it could be pine tar, which allows pitchers to get a better grip on the ball but is also illegal to use. The Mariners offered no comment. The San Diego Padres beat the New York Mets 3-2 in much the same way the Red Sox beat the Orioles last night. Outfielder Manuel Margot robbed Pete Alonso of a home run in a tie game in the sixth, and Hunter Renfroe of the Padres hit a homer off Mets reliever Tyler Bachelor the very next inning to account for the winning run. Jorge Polanco had 5 hits, including a home run for the Minnesota Twins, who beat the Toronto Blue Jays 9-1. The Jays have lost 5 in a row. To the NBA playoffs, and if Kyrie Irving just played his last game for the Boston Celtics, it will not be one that he or the team will look back on fondly. The Milwaukee Bucks routed Boston 116-91 last night to close out their second-round series in 5 games over Boston. Irving finished with just 15 points, the enigmatic superstar mostly a non-factor in the whole series. He's also a free agent heading into the offseason, and his tenure with the Celtics, which included mercurial highs and frustrating lows, may be over. This was supposed to be the year when he and a recovering from a broken ankle Gordon Hayward took Boston to the next level, but the team never gelled. They were ousted by a clearly superior Milwaukee squad that will go on to face either the Toronto Raptors or Philadelphia 76ers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Out west, the Golden State Warriors have taken a 3-2 lead over the Houston Rockets after a 104-99 win, despite Golden State losing their best offensive weapon, Kevin Durant, to a calf injury late in the third quarter. Klay Thompson, though, picked up the slack. He scored 27 points. Durant will have an MRI later today to see the extent of his injury. His status moving forward will be critical for the Warriors' success. And in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the San Jose Sharks are moving on to the Western Conference Finals after winning Game 7 3-2 over the Colorado Avalanche. Captain Joe Pavelski scored a goal and added an assist in his first game back since a horrific injury 2 weeks ago when he fell and smacked his head on the ice in a round one game against Las Vegas.